All right, thank you very much. That's really hard to follow right there, but no time to be folksy or funny because it's only 10 minutes. So 1 Peter chapter 1 is where we're going to be, 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read just verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." The book of 1 Peter has a lot to do with the facts of trials and testings, and it has to do with a lot of suffering that takes place in life. And suffering, the word suffering or suffer is mentioned 15 times. And the mainstream Christianity movement says that there will be no suffering, there will be no, life will be a bed of roses. But according to the Bible, we understand that that's not the case. God not only expects suffering, he says suffering will come, trials will come. As a matter of fact, if you look just a few pages over to chapter 4, verse 12, it says this, 1 Peter 4:12, "But beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." And Peter is saying to the Christians at that time, don't think it's a strange thing that you're going through trials. Don't think it's odd that you have to suffer a little bit. You have to have some bad times that take place, because those times tend to turn us back to the Lord. They turn our attention back to God. And if we had everything we wanted and everything that went our way every single time that bad things happened, then we would have no need of God. We would have no need to stay humble. We would have no need to look to him. But God says he puts trials in our life for a reason. He has a purpose. He has a plan. He has a reason for our trials. You know, you may not be in a trial now. You may not have had a major trial in 2017, but there is another trial coming. There is another testing. There is more sufferings that'll take place in our life in the upcoming year and years ahead. You may not be in a trial now, but it's coming. And God's word wants you to turn to him in those trials. We need to turn to God when trials and testings come, when sufferings happen, when things don't go our way. Come to God. Look to him. You know, the world has a philosophy on trials. The world has a theory on what you should do at trials, and that's either turn to alcohol or turn to drugs, or turn to some other lifestyle with step out on your spouse and that type of thing. And those trials, they come, and you try to mask those trials, you try to hide those trials, but none of those things help your trials. None of those things can get you through those trials. You might, as it's the New Year's Eve, everyone's masking their troubles, whatever they went through in 2017 with alcohol tonight, but when they wake up tomorrow morning, those same problems are gonna be there. The same trials, the same testings, the same suffering is going to take place. But God's word gives us encouragement in trials. He helps us with what we need to know and understand in trials. And it's found in 1 Peter 1, 3, and 4. If we look in verse 3, it says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." There's a lot in there, and it has so much to be contained, but of course, we're going to be in a short, just a few points that we're talking about today, and the thing I want us to focus on is that it has begotten us again unto a lively hope. Do we understand that hope is not used like we're hoping in something that is man? We're hoping in something that is God. Our hope is not a man-centered thing, it's a God-centered thing. You know, there's a lot of things that take place that happen, and we want to hope something better. There's a hope for a better day, and we hope after an election that our country will go in a different direction. You know, I as a Colts fan, I've had a tough season, as I'm sure a lot of you have, and we have a hope that 2018 will be better than 2017 was. We have a hope that the next coach of the Colts will be much better at what he does than the past coach has been. And your hope for the Colts to hire a good coach is only dependent upon the faith you're putting in the ownership. So we don't know what'll happen for sure. But your hope when it is man-centered, it might not come to fruition. It might not come to pass. It might not happen the way you hoped it would happen. But when you hope in God, God doesn't mess up. God is perfect. When you put your faith and your hope in God, so when those trials come and when those testings come, we should look to and hope in God. Hope is better. Hope in God is better than hope in man. My hope for the things of God is assured because my faith is in God, and God is assured. He changes not. He's immutable. He will not change. He will not fail. He will not mess up. I trust in God. So when trials and testings take a toll, if 2017 was trial after trial, it was testing after testing, it was difficulty, and maybe it was a health situation, maybe it was a financial situation, maybe it was a loved one that had gone astray, and just the entire year you had prayed for it, you'd beg God for it, and it was tough, it was difficult. Remember, we have a lively hope that this is just a temporary, you know, we talk about life being a vapor, and it's here, and then it vanishes away. For some people, they're happy about that. They have tough things in this life and struggles in this life. And as Pastor said this morning, they have no place of refuge at their home. But praise the Lord, you can have a place of refuge at church. But when we get to heaven someday, it's all a place of refuge. And we thank the Lord for that. We're happy for that. We have a hope of heaven someday. So much in 1 Peter to help. And our lively hope is in verse 3. And then verse 4, it says this. It says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. We have an inheritance. You know, I don't want to have the mindset of stuff, but it's nice to have stuff. It's nice to have a nice car, a nice home to live in, nice clothes to wear. It's nice to have those things. But in heaven, we have the thought and the understanding of an inheritance. When we do the work of God that He wants us to do, and we're living for Him day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, He's keeping track. That's an encouraging thing. He remembers what I was doing when I was a teenager. He remembers what I did when I was in my 20s, and now I'm in my 30s. And Lord willing, if I serve Him the rest of my life, He's going to keep track of everything. And He keeps an account, and He puts that in my inheritance. That's part of what I get. An inheritance. It's a wonderful thing. Not because I want it. Not because I want it for myself. It's so I can take it and I can lay it at the feet of Jesus someday. I can say, you did this for me, Lord. You can take those crowns. Take those precious jewels that God gives us and set it at His feet and say, Lord, it was all because of You. It's nothing in myself. Are you building a spiritual inheritance? Have you built your spiritual inheritance this past year? Were you working on it? Or were you spending a lot of time on the physical inheritance? Maybe even your kids' physical inheritance. Were you spending time building a spiritual inheritance? And when times get tough, when the trials happen, when the testings happen, remember you have that spiritual inheritance. And the amazing thing about that inheritance is in that first verse there, first part that describes the inheritance, to an inheritance incorruptible. I like that thought of incorruptible because it can't be made dirty. It can't get rotten. You know, we have things that are nice and they're new, and Christmas time you got some new things and new clothing and I got some new shoes and we get all these different things that are nice and new, but they're going to be corrupted. You know, I wore these shoes today and they already got snow and salt on them, all that kind of stuff. You know, it's something that is incorruptible, our inheritance in heaven. Everybody loves new car smell. Everybody loves when you get in that car and you just have that, you just inhale and you get that new car smell, and it's the smell of non-corrupted car. It has not yet had people live in it. It has not had people travel in it. It is an incorrupted car, that new car smell. I've never had the privilege to have a new car smell car, but I've been in other cars that have been new cars, so I know the smell. But after a while, that new car smell goes away. After a while, it gets corrupted. But the wonderful thing is, that new car smell in heaven, it'll never go away. We'll always have that incorruptible. We'll always have that wonderful idea of our inheritance in heaven. So as we think about this 2018 coming up, it's kind of smart and sobering and wise to consider that trials are going to come. Just because you had 2017 trials doesn't mean there aren't more 2018 trials. But as trials come, as the world gets worse and worse and worse, and Christianity is villainized and demonized more and more, we should turn to the Word of God for encouragement. During trials and sufferings, when things get hard, when things get difficult, God gives us His Word in 1 Peter to help us understand that we have a great, wonderful thing. We have great inheritance. We have a lively hope. And God will bless us if we look to Him this next year. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for this day. Thank You for the opportunity to open Your Word. I thank You, God, for everyone that's here. God, I pray that You'll continue to bless this night. And God, I pray there's one here who's gone through some trials, gone through some major testings, has suffered for the cause of Christ. May they remember they have a lively hope in Jesus Christ. And may they remember that they have an inheritance incorruptible. May this message encourage someone tonight. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.